number one.
Well, we'll start with the defense. Last year, we all remember they only forced 9 turnovers all last year. They forced 3 turnovers in each game for a total of 6. Is this trend of forcing turnovers by the defense a trend or a coincidence?
I will lead off here, and I don't want to be ultra negative, but forcing 3 turnovers a game, I don't think that's going to be a trend going forward. I think it's more of a coincidence that you force 6 turnovers through the first couple of games. Now, I know law of averages and the fact that the Broncos only forced 9 turnovers all of last year, and you knew it was going to turn around. It's just not going to be at this rate, including the game against New Mexico. They did have a couple of turnovers against New Mexico State, but if they're executing and keeping it simplistic, they're not going to risk having a lot of turnovers with their style of play. So while I think Boise State will be much better at forcing turnovers than they were last year, and the number at the end of the year will certainly be much higher than 9, at this rate of 3 per game, that is a coincidence. I don't think that's a trend.
Well, we're going to disagree from the start. I think it is a trend. I'm watching this team play more aggressively this year, going after the ball, being more tenacious when the ball is up in the air on an interception. I think maybe it's not going to continue at 3 per game, but I'm looking for multiple turnovers in games. I think they're going to get at least 2 on Thursday night. I see no reason why Andy Avalos' defense shouldn't continue to force turnovers, and I think this defensive effort with forcing turnovers is going to be a trend.
Number 2.
Meanwhile, on the flip side, the offense has given away 3 touchdowns to the opposition in the first 2 games. Will the offense continue to be sloppy with the ball? Is that a trend, or is it just a coincidence of good defense and luck?
I'm going to go with this one as a coincidence. A couple of them have been because the blocking has not been good up front, and I think that's going to be something that's going to be improved as we move along. I think the quickness and speed of Washington State up front is going to surpass what we're going to see in most of the teams the rest of the year. But I think that giving the ball away, something Boise State didn't do a whole lot of last year, and that's why the minus on the turnover wasn't as bad as you would expect. Boise State last season, again, gave those turnovers away, but didn't give as many away, which kind of mitigated that number. I'm going to say the fact that they've given 3 defensive touchdowns to the other team a coincidence so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost the opposite of last season, right, where just the turnovers were low each way, which meant that the Boise State turnover margin wasn't out of control despite only forcing 9 turnovers. This year, both teams so far, Boise State and their opponents, seem to be turning it over quite a bit, and the Broncos turnovers are resulting in points for the other team when the defense isn't allowing a lot of points for the other team. I'm going to go coincidence, similar logic. You just don't turn it over at this rate, and especially to see them all seemingly go the distance the other way. 3 different this season have been taken in for an opposing team touchdown. Nah, man, I'm going to say coincidence. Turnovers in general will even out a little bit more. There won't be 3 per game each way, and I think it starts with New Mexico.
Number 3.
Sticking on offense, the run game has struggled so far this year. They're averaging close to 25 less yards a game and just over a full yard less a carry. Is this struggle running the ball a trend or a coincidence?
This is a complicated one, but this is the first one where I'm going to say it's a trend, mainly because who's running the ball right now? I do think this will reverse once Alexander Mattison can handle more. He's averaging 5.4 yards per carry. He's been fine. That's what McNichols averaged last year in terms of yards per carry. And I know in overtime, the Broncos didn't run it as well as you need to in overtime and the way the college system is set up. But if you're going to continue to have about 13 to 14 carries a game for Ryan Wolpin, he's only averaging 2.9 yards per carry. And I think you're getting a lot out of him for a walk-on transfer from Northern Colorado. Like, I don't want to make it seem like he's not living up to expectations, because he's certainly exceeded expectations the way he earned a scholarship and everything along those lines. But, like, Alexander Mattison is the talented back that Boise State has, and if he's only getting half the Boise State workload, then I think this will be a trend and not a coincidence.
I think right now it's going to be a trend as well, and I'm also concerned with the offensive line. We've got 4 new starters. Lewis hasn't played in the first 2 games, and it just to me doesn't look like they're as crisp and as powerful up front as you would like them to be. Unfortunately, you lose a running back in McNichols to the pros. You lose, three starters from last year's offensive line. This is going to go in the show-me category. I think that right now, this offense running the football does not look like it's as good as it was last year, and I'm going to say that's a trend.
Now, there was the Coach Harsin mentioning Chase Cord this week in the press conference, saying that, well, if Brett Rypien can't go, you have to give Chase Cord some reps as the number two because he has to be prepared in case something happened to Cozart, that you could have to be in a spot where you burn the red shirt on Chase Cord. You'd like to keep him at redshirted, but you'd have to burn it if you need a quarterback to play in this game against New Mexico. I wonder what the situation could be for Drake Beasley in a similar way, because remember McNichols, his first year, he didn't play in the first couple of games of the year, but then Coach Harsin said, yeah, this offense needs a little bit of a spark. They need something. It's missing something. So let's work McNichols in there. And guess what? It turned out pretty well. McNichols was a very productive player that first year. I wonder if Drake Beasley is somebody who could, I know he didn't play in the first couple, but the coaches in the preseason seem to like him a lot. I know he didn't play last year in high school because of the transfer rules where he was from, but if he's a productive runner for a running game that's lacking a punch, and if you don't want to give Madison that workload, if your next best option is Drake Beasley, maybe you do say, hey, give it a shot.
I'm not saying Drake Beasley's going to the NFL, but I'd be inclined to play a running back as a true freshman because it seems like it's one of the high positions that comes out early anyway. I think if they thought he was one of the better options to carry the ball, I think that he will be in there. I mean, everybody wants the redshirt freshman, period. But if you need him to be better, if he's better than Madison, if he's better than Wolpin, if you feel you need him in there to do it, I don't think they'll hesitate to unredshirt him.
Number four.
We will end on a positive note, though. The special teams has been putting a special back in the word. Both kick and punt returns are up significantly, and the new kickers and punters are doing well. Is the special effort by special teams a trend or a coincidence?
I'm going to go with trend because I think it's something they've worked hard on in the offseason. I think that the kickers look pretty consistent. I like Hogarth, who's kicking the field goals. I like Skillen, who's punted. Velasquez looks like he's been good on the kickoffs. I think having three guys is going to keep them all a little fresher, maybe keep the competition in there between the three of them and keep them going. I've also been impressed with the return guys, both kickoff and punt returns. The numbers are up significantly. I think it's because they're using people who are playmakers, guys like Williams and Wilson on the kick returns and punt returns. And I think Boise State special teams look improved, and I would maybe you don't get an 81-yard punt return every week, but I think special teams will continue to give Boise State an edge. I'm going trend.
I know this game is called trend or coincidence, but I almost want to split it here and go trend and coincidence. I think it's a trend when it comes to the kicking and punting game. Now, the punting's been a little inconsistent, but, like, you know, Skillen had a couple of really good punts so far this year, so you're encouraged by that. And kicking, like, Hogarth, hey, I didn't expect him to step onto the field and kick the first extra point of the year and handle the kicking duties when it comes to field goals, but he looks like it's a smooth form, right? I'm no kicking expert, but he seems like he is not rattled by the situation. He had some big kicks against Washington State, and they went right through the middle. It keeps hitting the hands in Allstate, which is like a perfect target for a kicker. So all the credit to him. Now, when it comes to the return game, I want to go coincidence just because it's easy for other teams to kind of take it away, especially in the Mountain West. You're not going to have that many kick return options because you're playing a lot of high altitude games. Quite often you'll have a lot of touchbacks. Number two, punt return, same thing, rugby style. They can directional punt it. I just don't think you'll have that many opportunities to depend on each game. We're going to have 50 yards of hidden yardage from punt returns. Now, other teams can kick around that and play around that strength.
They can take away from it, but that doesn't mean that they're not good at it.
Yeah. Having an impact on the games will probably not be as much of a trend going forward as it will be, was a kind of a coincidence, mainly in game number one, because Troy's special teams was just a disaster.